stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, December 2nd. We're ready for the weekend.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. I could leave now, actually.
I know.
But we do have a radio show to present to you.
Yes.
So we're here and we are dear and we're in a good mood, I guess.
Are we?
I don't know. I'm speaking for myself.
I really wish I went to the bathroom before we started.
Really? Do you want me to put on
I'm
a song real
something.
Quick?
I'm feeling something. No, no, I think we'll be fine. But
no, let's put on a song real quick.
Are you
want
sure?
To? Yeah, sure.
I just have to pee.
What the hell? Okay,
oh my God,
that's
so fine. I'll
okay,
be back.
Go ahead. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Okay, and we're back.
I feel much better.
Thank you for waiting for us. Yeah, you would have gone crazy for 50 minutes.
I know.
But that's okay. Don't feel bad. I used to have a co-host who almost every other day had to go take a shit in the middle of the
show.
No,
you're joking.
I can't tell you how many times we had to stop the show.
You're kidding me.
Put on a couple songs.
That's weird.
I know. Go before the show. It's not, you know.
That's very strange if it happened on a consistent basis.
I know. And think how embarrassing it is when you have to declare it to the whole world that you need to take a shit in the middle of your show.
Mine was number one, not number two.
Good. Well, that's good.
And I know, I don't know what I was thinking. I was 15 minutes early. I knew I had to go pee.
Yeah.
But I'm just chilling out, checking out what's going on in the news. Not thinking at all until we're live. And then I'm like, oh no, 15 minutes is going to be pretty difficult.
I know. It's pretty hard when you really have to go pee, you know?
Yeah.
And I know last night I spent some time with my kids, and then I drove back home. You know, and when you spend some time in the restaurant with 2-3 Cokes, you know, then you drive home and you're dying. You know?
Yeah.
And I had to drive all the way from Chatsworth back to here. And by the time I got home, man, I was going to pee in my pants.
That's hysterical. But you guys have it a little easier. I mean, with my ex-boyfriend, he used to just piss in a bottle, an empty bottle.
Yeah, I know, but I can't do that.
I know. It's like
I can't even stop off the, you know, on the side of the road and do it, you know.
Yeah.
Unless I really have to. But
funny. Yeah. Why are your kids in Chatsworth? What brought them?
They live with their mom.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool area.
Yeah, it's all right, you know, but it's the end of the world. So it's like the end of the valley here, you know,
yeah,
on the outskirts of L.A. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, we have a good time. I see them about twice a week and
very
we go
good.
Out and yeah, it's really cool. So, yeah, so I drove back there and I mean, back from there and I was just dying, man.
Oh, my gosh, I bet. That's the worst, having to go pee, especially early in the morning when you're still asleep. You're not ready to get up.
Yeah.
The worst thing, and this happens to me a lot, is having to get up at like 4 or 5 a.m. to go pee.
I know. But you know what? There's a bright side to it, and that is that, you know, you got a few more hours of sleep, you know, when you
That's
go
true.
Back. So it's not bad.
Yeah, I like that. Positive thinking here. Look at the positive side of this.
There you go. The glass half full.
Yeah. There we go.
The wind has died down finally.
Yeah, that was really intense.
Did you see how much destruction? I mean, trees falling off,
power
lines.
Yeah, I heard in, like, Santa Ana, like, things especially. Pasadena, Santa Ana is, like, insane.
I know. Pasadena, I guess, you know, a lot of trees fell down and, they just didn't have power for a long time.
123 miles per hour.
Wow.
Were these winds.
Wow. I mean, that's like hurricane class winds,
you know?
Yeah,
it is.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, wait, I may have lied. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah. I know, I read 80 miles an hour.
Oh, maybe
but if
you're
you read
right.
120, that's probably true, too.
That was in Colorado, though.
How the hell did we get to Colorado first?
This article has different, I guess, where there was wind. Colorado was 123, which is still that's
wow.
crazy.
That's
you're right.
That's
we
powerful.
Were like 80 miles per hour. Can you imagine that? Oh my God! If what we had was 80 miles per hour, I don't even know what 123 miles an hour would be.
And
the wind was blowing me.
Yeah, where we live, it wasn't that powerful. But you know, like you said, Santa Ana, San Bernardino, that area. They really got it bad.
Heavy, very heavy,
But, you know, and I don't like wind, but I respect it because you see the energy that comes with it. I mean, it's just like there's so much going on that it can, you know, I mean, it can just destroy things. And it's got destructive power to it, and I'm not crazy about that, but I'll take rain any day, but that's what we get, so...
Yeah.
You know.
It could be worse. We could have, like, 10 feet of snow right now.
Yeah.
I'll take the...
I wouldn't mind that, though.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, once in a lifetime, why not, you know? If it's not a way of life, it would be cool here.
But, I suppose.
Yeah, it barely rains here, let alone snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have one season all year, pretty much.
It's true. I just realized I'm coming up on 2 years in Los Angeles in February.
Oh, really?
It'll be 2 years. And, and it's weird. I mean, I love the weather out here, but December is the only month where I just feel a little out of place. Where I just, I wish if anything, we could just, you know, in LA, December could be one month of like weather, hardcore wind and a little bit of snow.
Yeah. Well, you are going back east, so you're going to get a lot of that there.
I'm so excited.
I'm sure.
Are you going anywhere for the holidays?
No, I'm not going anywhere. When I travel when nobody else does, you know. Otherwise, the airports and, you know, I don't know. I just don't like a lot of people in being crowded.
Oh, smart. Trust me. Yeah. I try to avoid it, too. But Christmas and New Year's, it's the one time of year where you have to.
Yeah, it's worth it. You know, I mean, if I was going to New York City now, I would brave the crowds and everything and go because it's just so beautiful in the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not going there tonight. I mean, this year.
Yeah.
So, do you have any good plans for the weekend? Anything exciting?
My mind has been a total clusterfuck because I thought I had a gig that was going to be today through Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling everybody, like, I can't do that. I'm getting invited to different things. I can't do that. I'm sorry. I have a gig. Uh-huh. I just realized in the middle of the night last night then it's next week. It's next weekend. So even like Ethan, he has like a really cool charity event where they're giving away Christmas trees that's on Sunday.
Right.
I'm going to help out at that now.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool.
Because I wanted to from the beginning, but yeah. I thought I had this gig.
Yeah.
But that's next weekend. So yeah. Now I can do that, which I'm excited about.
That's cool.
And we'll see. Obviously, I mean, I need to do some more work with my bag collection, especially now that there's a possibility I might be leaving for a few months.
Right.
SLDcollection.com.
Yeah,
everybody.
Don't miss out on that. You get some nice stuff there, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sold some things, but you know, to be honest, like my schedule all of a sudden has been so overwhelming.
Yeah.
I really need to, obviously I haven't been putting enough time and effort into it.
Yeah.
But I really would like to find another person that believes in, you know, what's happening and, you
right.
know, and get them to work on it more so, and me just kind of be the approval.
Yeah. Well, that would work for you, but first you got to do it yourself, you know, first because
yeah.
you don't want to have to pay somebody else, you know, even if you give them commission, it's still, you have to pay them part of it. And also, you got to understand your business, you know, nobody's going to, you know, be as devoted as you
oh,
are.
Oh, no, I understand that,
so
yeah.
So at least
I
in the
agree.
Beginning, get it off the ground and then get somebody else, you know. But I think it's too
it's
soon
difficult
now.
When you're going to be leaving town for
yeah, well,
3 months, if that.
Yeah.
I'm like totally going to jinx it.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Happened. It better happen. I know half the script already.
Yeah.
I saw a really cool art show last night.
Really?
Yeah, Michael Hayden. He's based in Los Angeles. His artwork's on... It's Michael Hayden Gallery, but that's not the actual name of the gallery. They just named it that for the sake of him being there for like till the end of the year. I think he's there till January something.
Uh-huh.
But it's on Hope Street in downtown LA, and the artwork is phenomenal.
Really?
Really cool, yeah.
What is it, like paintings?
Paintings, yes. Mm. Very abstract, very architectural, lots of texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely suggest going and checking it out.
Yeah.
They were having a little party last night.
Yeah.
Celebrating somebody else's like 40th birthday.
Uh-huh.
I swear people were doing cocaine or something.
Really?
Yeah, something hardcore.
How could you tell?
Well, because there's like a back room.
And everybody was going there.
And me and my friend walked back there. You know, I'm oblivious. I've never done any of that stuff. So I don't know. Like, I just thought, oh, they're probably smoking weed.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, man, those guys were... Yeah, they were doing
hardcore
stuff.
Wow.
Like, wow. I mean, they did look all, like, out of it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I didn't think cocaine was still in, you know? I mean, it was in the 80s and the 90s, but I
What's
didn't think...
What's crack?
Crack is like, what they call, like, concentrated cocaine or something. It's
okay,
like,
so
it comes
good.
As a rock.
Okay, well, that's what they're doing. Yeah.
Crack? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
Holy
do you know?
Shit.
Did somebody tell you?
Yeah, you would just know.
Yeah.
You know, trust me.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah, my friend told me.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it though.
Yeah, that is a hard drug, you know.
And you could definitely
never
tell
tried it.
By the, you know, the way some people
were behaving. Really?
And, yeah. And some I think may have been like addicts, honestly.
Wow. Well, they must have been if they can't wait to go home to do it, you know. They have
to
do it in the gallery.
Galleries are weird though, like that. You know, a lot of artists are very they do drugs or,
yeah.
you know, they do stuff, whatever it may be. And
yeah.
Man, oh, man. And because it was a celebration, you know, they all go to the back room and party it up.
Wow.
I mean, I get a headache just talking about it and thinking about it. I'm like, whew, lightheaded here. Is that horrible?
Yeah, if I'm just talking about it.
I know.
That's funny. But, yeah, I would never try that because they say it's so friggin' addictive that I don't even want to mess with that.
Yeah, very dangerous.
Yeah, it's too much.
You know what else is addicting?
What's
sushi.
Is it really?
I think I've had sushi for the last, like, 6 days straight.
Really?
You know, sushi's not cheap.
Yeah.
It's an expensive
so
meal.
So the whole week you've had sushi.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like once you start, you can't stop. Now it's like I have to have sushi today. I have to have sushi.
Really?
There's nothing else I'm craving.
Wow.
Sushi.
Now, it looks healthy. Is it healthy?
Oh, yeah. Well, for the most part. I mean, obviously, it depends on what you get. But when you compare it to other meals at fast food restaurants, oh,
yeah.
of course.
Yeah, like, obviously.
No
yeah.
comparison. But, you know, there are some that are definitely less healthy. And, of course, they're the ones that I usually get.
Uh-huh.
But like I like the Philadelphia roll, which is like it has salmon in it, avocado, and a little cream cheese.
Oh wow, that
oh,
sounds
really
interesting.
Good. And you know what? That's not unhealthy at all. But
yeah.
you know, you add the rice in there. But again, these are like small. You know,
yeah.
it's not like you're eating a
yeah.
you know, 10 pounds.
Yeah, at least it looks fresh. I don't know. Yeah. You know, the vegetables and
everything. Yeah. You don't eat sushi often?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
In fact, I never had sushi.
You've never had sushi?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Well, you know, I just, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll have it one day.
That's so
it
crazy.
Just doesn't
try. But see, why though? Are you, because when you think of sushi, are you thinking the just the raw stuff?
Yeah, the raw fish. Yeah.
I've had the raw stuff and it's not bad, but I prefer the baked salmon.
Right.
Like
you
that.
See, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah,
you know?
And those are, it's so good.
So it's really baked, the salmon? It's
oh,
not
yeah,
raw?
Oh, yeah, everything's baked. Well, you obviously you have to read, you know what, because some things are raw and some aren't. But,
yeah.
You know, the stuff that I get is usually always baked, and people always make fun. They say to me that's not real sushi.
It's
screw them. It's sushi. It's at a sushi place. It's under sushi. It's sushi.
Yeah. Well, that I can try for sure. I wouldn't have a problem with
that. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. Yeah.
Shrimp tempura, you'd love.
Yeah, I love shrimp tempura, but I would imagine in sushi it's probably interesting, huh?
Oh, it's really good. Really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll
try that.
You have to.
Yeah. I love shrimp, you know, and I was raised not eating them because in Israel, you know, it's not kosher to eat those things, you know. So my parents always talked me out of it and
shrimp,
stuff.
Shrimp, even shrimp? Wow.
Even shrimp, yeah. You can't eat shellfish at all. You know, it's not kosher, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I mean, we were never religious in the family, but you kind of like grow with that, you know. In Israel, you do. Here, you can be Jewish and you know, and eat anything. But in Israel, it's sort of like you just don't, you know. So, because you're not raised on it. But then I came here and I discovered bacon.
Oh, no. Bacon's dangerous,
yeah,
right?
You can't eat pork either, you know. So I started liking ham and bacon and shit like that.
Oh, so you eat ham and bacon.
Yeah, now I eat shrimp a lot. I like shrimp.
Oh, how funny.
Never tried lobster, though, you know.
Lobster's
just,
good.
Oh, I know. People say it's great, but I don't know, just the way it looks. And since I've never eaten one, I sort of like, you know, don't have attraction to it, you know.
Huh.
But I'd like to try it.
A little lemon on
delicious.
It? Oh,
yeah.
It is. Oh, man, I'm craving all kinds of stuff. Salmon would be my favorite, though. Baked
salmon
with some lemon squeezed on top. Oh, yes, it is the best.
I know, I love fish, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole ham, pork, or is it ham and pork thing with Jews, though. Is it, it's one person told me this just because it's considered dirty, or what?
Things like, yeah, something like that, you know, but it's...
Lick their
where
butt.
Where they live, what they eat, you know, it's all like garbage shit, you know. So they figure, you know, if the animal eats that, then you're gonna be eating that too.
But good.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the real that's where it came from, but
sure.
Yeah.
Huh.
So yeah, there.
I was curious about that.
In the Bible, they describe certain animals and what makes them kosher or not. You know, yeah, I don't want to get into it. It's kind of boring. But, you know.
But what would be considered very kosher?
Well, beef, you know, any kind of beef. But,
interesting.
But but religious people also have to have it like butchered in a kosher way, you know. So the way that they butcher the animals.
Oh my God, you guys are high maintenance.
I know.
What a piece of work.
I know. Well, you know, that's why I can't get into religion that much. It doesn't speak to me, you know, all these rituals and shit.
I'm the same way. I'm the same.
It's like it comes back from a long time ago, you know, when people were, they didn't have anything else to do. They had to care about the food, you know.
Yeah.
And,
I don't have much patience for people who are over the top religious, but to the point that, you know, you have these Christians knocking on your door, you know, saying we have this thing going on, you know, Sunday. I mean, that just drives me nuts.
I know. They go out of their way for that, but. You know, they have to find people, I guess.
Why? For what? They're just trying to, like, convert the whole world? It's not going to happen. Give it up already.
Yeah. They don't understand that.
Speaking of churches, though, there was a church in Kentucky that has banned interracial couples.
So a church?
Yeah, a
really?
Church.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm wondering what religion specifically this church is. It doesn't really...
Well, it's obviously Christian, but...
I guess.
Yeah, churches are for Christians, I guess.
Well, Christian, yeah.
Yeah.
I was Catholic. But,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, Catholic is a Christian,
Methodist,
too, you know.
Different, yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
It's just different kinds.
Christian. But I'm wondering what kind of Christian church. Anyway, though, interracial couples were banned from this church in Kentucky. That's crazy to me. Yeah, you know, God forbid I usually, like, most of my relationships or guys that I've dated are not white.
So you would have been in trouble in Kentucky then.
I wouldn't have been allowed in their church.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I know. People are afraid of that, you know? Anybody that's different, people are afraid of it.
Yeah, they're saying their purpose is to promote greater unity.
Yeah,
by judging and banning, you know? Yeah. I mean,
keeping people out of the community.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that sucks, man.
You'd think by now. I mean, God, we're in 2012 almost.
Yeah. I know.
Unbelievable.
I hope 2012 is a good year, you know? I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I have some big plans, so...
Nice!
Yeah, hopefully it'll work out, you know?
Big plans with LA Talk Radio or everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
I want to expand and do all kinds of weird shit, so...
That's exciting!
Yeah, that would be cool, you know? And...
Yeah, I hope it's a good year for me, too. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to make it a good year. You know, I mean, there are some good news, I guess. Unemployment is down. You know, it says that about 200,000 jobs were created last month. And that's pretty good news.
I saw that, yeah.
And then the stock market went up almost 500 points yesterday. That's a lot.
That's great, yeah.
That's a lot. You know, that's the most it went up in like 5 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we are starting to see some good news. You know, I'm tired of this economy, man. Everybody's suffering so hard and so bad. You know, people have to sell their shit.
Yeah, it's really sad.
To put food on the table.
Even Ethan was saying in his neighborhood, like literally 40% of the houses, people are like getting kicked out.
Right.
And foreclosures. It's like, that really was eye-opening. I did not realize how fortunate I am.
Yeah.
You know, we all are, you know?
Yeah, but it's not only fortunate, it's because you're not lazy. You're willing to work, you know?
That's
and
true.
There's people that don't want to work. Like the 99%ers that occupy everything, you know? It's like, go get a freaking job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what can you do?
No, I'll camp out in L.A. Occupy L.A. for 2 months.
Yeah. So Herman Cain said that his wife did not know about his quote-unquote friendship with that woman.
That like 13-year affair?
Yeah.
Well, was it a friendship? A friendship's very
different.
That's
what he calls it. Yeah, that's what he calls it.
Well, obviously she didn't know, though, because if she knew, she would be out of there, right?
Or probably, yeah. But, well, but sometimes, you know, the affair might be over, and then you tell your spouse, and they may just... stay with you.
That's true. How long was it? Like the end of it?
What do you mean the end of it?
Well, it was a 13-year affair, but how long ago?
How long ago? I don't know. They're not saying.
Hmm.
But maybe pretty recent.
That is pretty bad. I mean, I wonder if she's gonna divorce him.
Yeah. Well, who knows? So that's why he announced.
What a pig.
He says he has to discuss with his wife whether he's gonna continue the campaign or not. So, I mean, he's getting no support at all.
I personally think continuing the campaign is just a waste of time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, he's a goner, man.
You too, Rick Perry. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Mister, vote for me if you're 21. Wrong date of the, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. But even Cain, if you remember a couple weeks ago, fumbled that Libya question.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just screwed up way too much, you know, for him to be able to regain any popularity.
It's true.
So, yeah. So, he's going to discuss the affair with his wife, I guess. So
she needs to get out of there. To me, it's like, honestly, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah.
So regardless what's come out, I'm sure he's done more things recent, too. I can't imagine him doing this so heavily for like 13, 15 years straight.
Right. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden completely stopping. That just does not happen.
Yeah. You know, but again, we said an affair is not illegal. You know, it's not, something that, you know, it's just the fact that he's lying about it. And that's what people don't like, you know.
It's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal to have an affair.
But it's so wrong. It's so wrong.
Yeah.
I think, by doing that is just completely losing respect for your partner. I mean, you have no respect for, you know, your wife.
Yeah. And yourself either, you know. And you have to you have to live in lies all the time. I don't know how people can do it.
Big, big no-no for me. Yeah. I mean, God, the second I hear something like that, I would be out the door.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You know, if you're tired of the relationship, just end it and go and start somewhere else. You know, but...
Easier said than done, apparently.
Yeah, you know, some people want to have their cake and eat it too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of people freaking cheat, you know. That's
I know.
That's what I hear. It's just, I don't understand it.
More so guys than girls, right?
Well, I don't know about that. But, yeah, probably. I mean, guys obviously like sex or are into it a lot more or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Yeah.
They just think about it more, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it's like on your minds, what, a million times a day?
Yeah, all the time.
For that, I'm grateful I'm a female, honestly, because I can't imagine. It's literally on your mind.
It would be too stressful.
I know. What is? Yeah, that would kill me.
I know. But, you know, that helps explain why men do crazy shit when it comes to sex, you know. They just do. I mean, they throw away their careers, their marriages, relationships. Just because they can't keep it in their pants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that.
Oh, for shame, for shame.
Yeah. Now, did you hear this? I was watching this on CNN last night, and this is kind of worrisome to me. Apparently, there's what they call a secret recording device on the phones. And like most phones have it, it's a piece of software called Carrier IQ.
I heard about this.
Really?
Briefly,
and,
yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, and apparently what it does is it records everything that you do on your phone. All the numbers you dial, all the texts you write, everything that you do is there. Now, they're saying that this is not like to invade privacy, but to help the carriers help you out when you have problems with your phone. Because it's kind of like, you know, it gives them like...
It is definitely kind of sketchy.
It is kind of sketchy, you
know.
But
here's the thing, with all phones, I mean, even my $1, like, you know, little Verizon Samsung phone, like, there's some way, like, there's some kind of memory card in here. Like, if I were to bring this to Verizon, they'd be able to see everything that I've done, my history.
Really?
So
on a card?
Yeah, I think so,
right? The same? I don't know. I don't know.
I thought it was your text message history.
Oh, maybe it does. Maybe it does. I'm sure they have it online somewhere, you know. Mm. And... you just have to pray that they don't use it in a way, you know. But it's the world is starting to become a little scary, you know.
With it all is. All the
privacy we're losing.
Yeah.
You know? There is no privacy, I'm telling you.
Oh, no,
you know, people know everything about you.
Yeah, well, anything you do online or put online or even with your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you be careful, man.
Yeah. And even offline, you know. I mean, people steal credit card numbers and...
Oh, yeah.
You know? And,
oh, I had my one of my cards, once. Or my online bank account was,
really?
Scammed or whatever you call it. And, like, monthly, I'd never even noticed this until, like, after 6 months.
Really?
But every month, a chunk of money was being taken out.
Wow.
And I never even noticed.
It's probably like a porn site or something if it was every month.
Oh, my God.
A subscription or something.
I didn't subscribe to that. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a couple of fraudulent... charges on our account, like diapers place, and somebody was really going to stick it to us really bad, and the bank doesn't approve those transactions, you know. They'll cancel them for you.
Yeah, but the second thing is I believe it's the only money that you get back is within 3 months or something like that, or even 60 days of, you know, when you claim, you know, that there's been some kind of fraudulent behavior.
Right. 2 months?
It may depend on the bank. Right. I think with mine it was either 2 or 3 months, because I remember I had lost some money, because mine went all the way back to like 6 or 7 months.
Wow.
So I was pretty pissed off. But again, it's my own damn fault. How do you not notice?
Yeah, you
now I'm
check
like
it.
All up on that thing. I'm always checking my account.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't, somebody else will, you know?
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, so this is getting around that the software exists, and it's on 150 million mobile devices.
Wow. This is just with the smartphone.
You think so?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's on your phone, too.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I know there's some kind of memory thing on here. I just don't know to what extent.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, if I remember once, 1/4 of July, I had, and this was actually very scary. This was when I had first moved to New York City after high school. 4th of July, I had over, like, 100 phone calls from this one number. The first 10 of which I had answered, why, I don't know. I was with friends, and I thought it was, you know, I was trying to figure out who it was.
Right.
And it was just like this random person. It was a disguised voice, and they were threatening me and saying that they could see me and that they knew where I was going and that they were going to kill me. And I mean, so I ended up, you know, the next day taking it to the police station, and they were able to track down, you know, exactly who it was.
Yeah.
Now, that's a little different, obviously, than the whole history of text messages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I never deleted. It was still on my phone.
Right.
But I'm wondering, yeah, if I were to delete my current text messages, if there is some kind of history of it somewhere.
Oh,
I feel like
sure.
There is. There has
I'm
to
sure.
be.
I'm sure, yeah. Everything that we do is being tracked, man. And, you know, I mean, and you can't get away from it unless you decide not to participate in life.
It's true.
You know, I don't know what else to tell you.
It's true.
Have you heard of Spotify? I think I talked about it. It's an application that you download and it lets you play music, but any song that you can ever imagine is available on there for free. And the only thing is you can't download the songs to your computer, but you can stream them. And once you have that, I don't even know why you'd want to download it to your computer. I mean, the streaming's enough. It's free, and it doesn't have ads.
Is it legal?
Oh, yeah, it's very legal.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's driven by advertising, and there's premium services. If you don't want the advertising, then they'll, you know, they charge you $5 to $10 and then a month, and then you, you know, and then you don't have to deal with the ads. But at the same time, no, it's definitely free. It's legal. And it was very successful in Europe, and then it came here. I happen to like it because, you know, I never used Pandora, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. But I understand that Pandora, like, will suggest songs to you. You know, like, mm-hmm. you find one song, and then it'll suggest one. But you can't really play a song on command, you know, when you want that specific song. With Spotify, you can. It's just an amazing thing. So I've been listening, finding some songs I totally forgot about. And I definitely highly recommend it for anyone to...
But this is only if you have, like, an iPhone, right?
No. That's on your computer, too.
Oh, it's on your computer.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check it out for sure. Spotify.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you sit at your computer and you want some music in the background, this is definitely the way to do it. You just go to their website, you download the program to your computer, and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
See, usually when I want to play a song, I just YouTube it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but the sound quality is not that great on YouTube. That's the problem.
I suppose.
Yeah, some of them are okay, but some are not. And, you know, to me, I listen with good earphones and stuff, so it's got to sound very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because they say, like, I was reading up on it, that today's generation, they don't care much about sound quality. It's like they listen to their iPhone, you know, without headphones and, you know, just... digitized music that's not high quality and sort of, you know, but, or, you know, like cheap earphones and stuff. But, you know, if you have really good equipment, I mean, when I was a kid, we used to have some great stereo systems. I mean, they would sound amazing. But today, I don't know anybody that listens to their music at home blasting it. You know, it's going to be on your computer or you're in the car or, you know.
Yeah.
So that's Spotify.
Spotify. I will definitely be checking it out.
Yeah. Now, I know you don't eat fast food, but Burger King is announcing new French fries.
New French fries?
Yeah.
Explain this one.
Revamping the recipe. So apparently they want to give it a more, like, natural...
Oh, my God. Anything to get people to buy it to think it's healthier.
Yeah, like, so they figure, you know, when you do, like, what do they call it? Like, old-fashioned cut or what do they call it? Like, natural cut fries, you know, where they leave a little of the skin on it.
Yeah.
And that. So they figure that that conveys to people healthy food.
You know? Oh my gosh. But you know what the sad part is? People will buy it because they'll think it's healthier.
Yeah.
I used to work these health conventions, and it's so funny, like, you know, anything that just says healthy on it, or, you know, health, or, you know, organic.
Right.
People just naturally believe it and will buy it because
right.
it says that.
And spend extra money on
yeah.
the premium.
But I guarantee 90% of that stuff is pure shit. You might as well just buy a Snickers bar. It's
really?
The same thing. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the same thing.
Wow.
Look at the nutrition's label.
Yeah, I know. But I don't see how Burger King wants to pass themselves off
That's
as healthy.
That's hysterical, though.
But yeah, they're doing this because other places are doing it. So
they should rename themselves like Green Burger.
Yeah.
Green Burger. I don't know. The yeah. word green apparently
Eat
attracts
green,
people
yeah.
too.
That's true, yeah. Vegetables,
Go
right?
Go green, yeah.
Yeah. I know, people think they have a piece of lettuce on their hamburger and they're eating vegetables, right?
Mm-hmm. Ay, ay,
ay. Yeah. I don't know, it's like, you know, I used to eat fast food. Now I rarely do, just when I don't have time or something. But it's they've gotten so gross, these restaurants. You know, you go in and it's just like, not only the food is not attractive, but the place itself, you know.
Ugh.
You're saying, how could I sit down and eat at a place like this?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just not into, yeah, I'm not into it at all. I went through like a like 2-3 week rampage where I had McDonald's every single day. But just like the chicken snack wraps.
Uh-huh.
But still, like, you know, that chicken is pure fake. It's
yeah.
like, you know, 10% of that's actual meat. The rest is crap. Literally.
You think so? What do they put in there?
It's just all processed crap. I don't know. My friend just yesterday was mentioning something about this, too.
I mean, if it's processed chicken, it's still chicken, right? I mean, do they take out the nutrients or what?
No, it's just like, I mean, very little of it is actual chicken. Put it that way. Rest of it's like all this just junk. I don't
really.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
like
not joking.
Animal innards and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, or just poop.
Wow.
I don't know. That'll get you to stop yeah. eating fast food.
Oh, yeah.
Think
yeah.
that you're eating poop.
Yeah. No chicken nuggets.
Oh, those are the worst. Oh,
yeah,
because
that's totally processed chicken.
Oh, it's all crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer real food. Like Thai.
Yeah.
And going to an Indian restaurant. Again, sushi is amazing.
Yeah. I know. But if I have to go to a fast food place, I think Wendy's. I mean, I told
what
you about the habit.
In-N-Out
is okay. You know, I mean, it's still like if I mean, it's okay to take it to go, but when I go inside, I get grossed out.
Mm. Yeah. But Wendy's you don't?
No, Wendy's is always clean. The food's always fresh. No, I can tell. I can totally tell.
That's a shocker
know?
To hear.
The service is better. Why?
It's just, I mean, I never go to Wendy's.
Right,
I've never
so
been, so
wouldn't
I wouldn't know.
Know
but
yeah.
it's just a shocker because when I think of Wendy's, I think it's completely the same as McDonald's.
No, it's
equivalent.
Not. It really isn't. I mean, McDonald's is just, it's become so, you know, I can't even eat the damn thing. I mean, it's
really?
Just, it has no flavor to it. It's all like plastic to me.
Yeah.
You know, I might as well eat the package.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably healthier.
Yeah. But no, I tend to like Wendy's. I don't know why. But like I said, I don't go as much anymore as I used to. So,
because
the kids, you know, when they were younger, they just loved this fast food.
Well, that's the thing. Like, fast food's so easy when you have kids. Just, you know, go through the drive-thru, $2 meals, and they're happy.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
I don't know. Like, if I had kids, I don't think I'd ever be able. I would never let them have McDonald's.
Really?
Never.
That's what you think. They would want it badly, believe me.
I know.
It's amazing how the kids just love McDonald's.
I know. It's horrible. Because you get a little toy in the Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it when I was a kid, too. But just the idea of it, I cannot imagine giving my child McDonald's.
Yeah, I know. Mm. And I just read yesterday they're going to start charging for the toys.
Really?
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
Well, yeah, but you
Everything.
Know what? Maybe they make it optional now. You know, maybe they figure, you know, we can save some money on it if
well,
not everybody wants it.
Well, why don't you just include the price in the McDonald's meal already?
Because I guess they want it to seem cheaper, and maybe they don't want... I mean, because I didn't read the article. I just read the headline.
Oh,
but,
gosh.
You know, I'm thinking maybe they don't want the situation where kids only get the meal because of the toy. So
that's
I don't
interesting.
Know about that.
That's
so maybe,
a good way to look at
maybe
it.
Maybe you buy it separately or something.
Yeah. How are you liking my arms? I've been working out.
Oh, really? I haven't noticed.
Tell? Oh, thanks.
Well, you're wearing sweaters. How am I supposed
to
see?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it looks pretty muscular.
I'm getting tone, right?
Yeah.
I'm psyched, man.
How often do you go?
That's what happens when you go to the gym.
I guess it does.
I try to go every day, honestly.
Really?
But I end up going probably five times a week, 4 to 5.
That's still good.
It's only been 2 months, you know, I've been doing this.
But that's good. I mean, you got to the point probably where you feel you have to do it now.
Yeah,
in order
it's just
to feel
part
good.
It's part of my routine now. Have to. And holy cow, my butt looks amazing.
Really?
Well,
maybe you could post a picture on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's just really gotten I'm so happy.
Yeah. No, I know. It makes you feel good.
Yeah,
that's why I really want to go back to working out. How long do you spend every day on working out?
Well, it always depends. Honestly, cardio, for me, the hardest part is cardio. I get bored way too easily. Mm-hmm. But now I have some lines. Like, when I have a script to work on, mm-hmm. I'll be on the cardio machines for, an hour.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been bringing, my scripts, uh-huh. and just I'll work out for, an hour while I'm reading and memorizing lines.
Yeah, that makes the time go by.
Oh, it goes by in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Heartbeat. And then I like to do just different weight machines, you know. I always do legs, quads.
Yeah.
I love the pull up machine with my arms.
Yeah, do you?
But that's the only arm thing I do. So I don't know why I'm all excited about my arms, but I swear that machine gives you instant results.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think push-ups and crunches are the best, really. You know, for your body.
You know, I don't do much when it comes to abs. I don't do a lot of ab work.
Yeah. That's really hard to get a good abs, you know. I mean, it's
a lot
of work.
Well, it's also all about what you eat. No matter how much work you do on your abs, you can put an hour in of crunches. If you're still eating shitty food and lots of sugar, you're not going to see the definition.
Yeah, it's going to put fat there, huh?
It's so important the way you eat, yeah.
Yeah.
I've even noticed that because I've kind of I haven't been eating as healthy as I was, at least these last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I can tell.
With all the sushi.
Yeah, I can tell.
Is sushi
not
fat thing at all?
No. Well, I mean, if you're, anything every day is not good. Especially if it's, anything you're getting from somewhere else. You know, if you make a sandwich or something, you know exactly how many calories, you know exactly what you're eating.
Right.
Sushi's healthy, but that's, again, I compare it to, sushi's the best choice when you go out and you want to be healthy, as opposed to Thai or Indian or something.
Yeah.
But every day, it's not probably good,
Do you have a favorite place that you go to?
Well, oh, God, what's it called? I want to say it's called Midori Sushi.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
They have a few of those. I think there's actually one right here in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's why I heard of it.
Yeah.
So they have a few.
Yeah, I believe so. They have a lunch buffet or, unlimited.
Wow.
I'm horrible. It's $20, but unlimited because sushi's not cheap.
Yeah.
You buy one good roll and it's $10-$12 anyway, so you might as well buy the unlimited, all you can eat.
Wow.
Oh, I get in trouble.
That sounds pretty good.
It is good.
Did you watch the Grammy nomination concert the other night?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it was actually not bad. Lady Gaga and stuff. I only watched a few minutes of it, but I saw some of the nominations, and who stands out is Adele. Have you heard of any
of
her music at all?
She's one of my favorites.
Really?
Never mind, I'll something. Obviously, I don't even know the lyrics.
Yeah.
Someone like you.
I never heard of her songs, I mean, she's constantly at top of the charts.
Oh, you definitely have. You heard the Rolling in the Deep song.
I think, I did once, but it's not like I would recognize it,
Rolling in the deep.
Yeah.
You have my da-da-da.
The hell with that.
I'm horrible. I don't know lyrics to anything.
No.
Anything. I'll know two words, and that is it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So did
you make up words?
Who was the biggest the big win when it came
well,
to
she
this?
Well, she got a lot. Yeah, she got a lot of nominations. And Lady Gaga too. What's his name? Bruno also.
I like Bruno.
Yeah, he got several nominations and even Record of the Year for Grenade.
No way.
Which I like that song. Yeah, it's really cool.
That's funny.
Yeah. So so it's some new artists that have been recognized and. That's pretty cool. It's just that I know they've made such a big deal about her, but But I never heard of music, so maybe I should try too and see if I like
it.
You know?
I mean, she's got the two main songs. That's Rolling in the Deep and then Someone Like You.
Right.
Those are like the ones that are just big time.
Yeah.
Out there playing nonstop, and they're phenomenal.
Yeah, you're right. Those are the two singles.
What about, who was I thinking of? Crap, brain fart.
Yeah, well, Kanye West, obviously, Jay-Z, all the usual suspects.
Foster the People. Did you notice if they were nominated at all?
No.
That's interesting.
I never even heard of it. Foster the People?
Oh, they're one of my favorites.
Really?
They've really come out, yeah.
Wow.
They have like one or two songs that are like constantly playing.
I'm surprised. I never heard of it.
Yeah, they're good. I like it.
But Lady Gaga, man, she put on a show.
Did she?
Amazing.
She always does.
Yeah.
She's a character.
With her dancers and the props and the costumes, and it was just amazing. You know, I can watch her for hours.
Huh.
Yeah. Her music, you know, I mean, some of it I like. You know, it's kind of dance music, and I enjoy some of her hits.
Yeah, I like some of it.
Otherwise, it's the performance, really, that gets you.
Yeah.
You know?
Foster the People, though. You've heard this song, Pumped Up Kicks.
No.
You have. I have. I guarantee you.
Really?
You just have to play it. Yeah, you would recognize it.
Okay, I guess I have to play it. Let's look it up. So
pumped,
it's called what again?
Pumped, like I'm going to pump you up.
Right.
Pumped Up Kicks.
Okay.
I'm going to kick you in the butt.
Kicks. Okay, there it
is. Foster the People.
Foster the People. Wow, I feel like I'm the only one who haven't heard this shit,
you
man.
You had to have.
Really?
Do you ever listen to the radio when you
drive?
No,
I don't.
Oh.
I listen to Howard Stern when I drive.
Oh, I love it. They're one of my favorites.
Really? This video is not very loud. Oh, I see why.
Way too much like MGMT, but I love them.
Really?
I love them.
Well, let's hear them sing.
I know.
Tell you. It's a terrible song, Stephanie.
Oh my gosh! That's not true. In a personal taste, but
yeah,
it's very
it is
popular.
Personal taste, yeah.
They are very popular. This song is always on the radio, if not just as much as Adele's Rolling in the Deep, if not more.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised. I don't like a lot of the new music. I mean, there's some great stuff, you know, but this one, I don't know.
I just love their style. I love their style, you know, but again, you know, everyone's different with it.
No, I respect your liking
them.
It's just that, it's not my cup of tea there, you know. I like when people sing in their real voice. I don't know why they use all these machines and everything to
I agree.
You know?
It's taking over all this crap that they add.
Yeah, the autotune and, you know, where they disguise their voices. I mean, who cares, you know?
I know. That's true.
Yeah. Finally, the top names for babies this year.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's interesting what they have. Like for girls.
Hayden.
Let's see if they have Hayden for a girl.
Chloe.
No, they don't.
April.
No. Chloe is here.
Ah, nice.
April is not here. Sophia, Emma, Isabella, Olivia. Wow, those are names I would never have thought are modern names.
Isabella is my niece's name. She goes by Bella.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Olivia, Ava, Lily, Chloe, Madison, Emily, and Abigail. So those are popular for girls. For boys, you have Aiden.
I like that.
And Jackson, Mason. You see, a lot of people, I don't know why it is, they have to name their kids with the last name, you know? Like Jackson, Madison,
Mason. I like
Mason.
Stuff that's really unique. For me, like, if I were to have a girl, I would want her to have a boy's name, like Frankie.
Yeah?
I mean, it's still feminine, or Ryan. I love a girl named Ryan.
Really?
Ryan or Frank. Yeah.
Frank?
Yeah,
I never
Frank.
Heard of a girl
Frank
named
is
Frank.
A girl. Yeah.
Wow.
Ryan.
Maybe Frankie,
Skylar,
but...
Skylar.
Yeah.
Sky. My names would be crazy.
Yeah.
Diamond.
So yeah,
Crystal.
Right.
I like Crystal for a girl, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of like overused, though.
Yeah, that one's a popular one. Too much. I wouldn't use that.
Yeah.
But I'm all about unique names.
Yeah. Jackson, Mason, Liam, Jacob, Jayden.
Liam I like.
Yeah, Liam's cool. Jacob, Jaden, Ethan, Noah, Lucas, and Logan. Yeah.
Logan, I like.
Yeah, Logan's okay. So those are the names, and apparently
I'm surprised Stephanie's not on there.
Stephanie's not on there, no. But Stephanie's a pretty popular name.
When I was in elementary school, my class, it's like 30 people in our class, and three of the girls were Stephanie.
Wow.
We had three Stephanies, Stephanie Hill, Stephanie Phoebus, and Stephanie Danielson.
Wow.
I'll never forget it. It was horrible.
Yeah, you want to feel unique, but not too unique, you know? I mean, you don't want to be named Moon Unit or things like that, you know?
Yeah, you want a name that's, you know, you can pronounce by looking at it, you know? Yeah. That's the worst. When you have a name where no one can ever pronounce it, so you're like, that's me. It's Boki Shua.
Or when they give your name like a really weird spelling, you know, and then people always misspell your name.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
It's rough.
All right. Well, yeah. All right. Well, Steph, have a great weekend.
Yes, thanks. You too.
Thanks. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.